Well, earlier this week, a Japanese politician gained worldwide notoriety, not for his diplomatic skill or political strategy, but for being very much in touch with his emotions. Ryotaro Nonomura was being questioned about his expenses when it all got just too much for him. Well, I'm not sure that that was Ivor Callaly's reaction when he was asked about his expenses, but however, there may be cultural differences there. But what about showing emotion in the workplace? Is it a crying shame, or should we feel it and not fight it? To discuss, I'm joined by Dr. Isolde Freeney, lecturer in organisational psychology at DCU Business School, and communications specialist and author Rowan Manahan. Rowan, I'm not sure about the banking inquiry and whether we'll get something similar from Brian Cowan or Bertie Ahern when it comes to discussing mistakes. But in Ireland, it is very much frowned upon, isn't it, to cry?
To start with, this is a cultural thing. Public humility and expression of humility and public apology and profuse apology is a completely normal part of Japanese corporate culture. Whereas here, we are trained to not apologise because an apology is an admission of legal liability and can be therefore used against you.
But this is going a lot further than saying I made a mistake.
Yes,
this is
within the Japanese culture, this is not at all unusual, believe it or not. If you know, go rummaging around on YouTube, you'll find numerous examples of this and even more references to it across the press and so forth. What was interesting to me observing this gentleman was I felt he had observed others doing this behaviour, had been caught with the hand in the till, 190 trips to the hot springs up in his prefecture, I think was the figure, something like 30,000 euros dollars in unvouched expenses.
He's very sorry now, Rob.
Well, he sounds very sorry that he was caught, but I think he was aping the behaviour of others in terms of his... I didn't buy the degree of upset that he was demonstrating. It didn't feel right to me.
Okay, Isolde, when it comes to showing emotion, and in many cases that will involve crying in the workplace, is it a big mistake?
Research shows that in our culture, certainly crying is just unacceptable. There's very few exceptions to that, you know, for personal circumstances like a bereavement or a very sick child. That's really the only way that we will tolerate crying in the workplace. There's research actually to show that women's tears lower men's levels of testosterone. It makes men feel quite uncomfortable when they're faced with women's tears. And of course, it's also for men associated with feelings of failure. So it's not necessarily consciously that they're feeling this, but unconsciously they know that there's something wrong.
But companies talk now about the importance of emotional intelligence. They talk about they want people to be themselves, but in fact they don't really want them to show their emotions. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, emotional intelligence is about being able to label emotions in yourself and in others, but it's also very much about managing your emotions. And good leaders know where the place is for emotions. So there are certain types of contexts. For instance, when an organization has been through a tough time, for instance, after downsizing, that's the time where emotions have to be dealt with. They have to come, you know, they have to come out into the fore, and a leader has to be able to help his workers through that. So there are times when, you know, emotions very much have their place. They're sometimes important when it comes to making decisions, but it's very much in a very managed sense.
Rowan, I was thinking about, you know, stereotypically people might associate that women are more likely to cry in the workplace than
men.
But in reality, I was thinking of Irish examples of public figures, you know, welling
wouldn't
up
we
in
all
public.
Like to see Michael O'Leary cry? Wouldn't that be a good one?
I wait for that one. But they were all men that I could think. I was thinking of Jerry Collins, Don't Bust Up the Party, you know, other ones like that were politicians. But Hillary Clinton,
I remember that. And indeed, she was accused of realising that the polls were just working against her. That was the New Hampshire primary in 2008 against Barack Obama, where she narrowly won in the end.
Actually, we can hear that. We have a clip of Hillary
Clinton.
It's
not easy. And I couldn't do it if I just didn't, you know, passionately believe it was the right thing to do. You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so...
And a round of applause, Rowan. Would you buy that?
Showing the humanity was the thing that swung that primary for her. Although, God love her, that was the one where Obama went on to do the Yes We Can concession speech, which completely killed her.
You've been involved from a career point of view in coaching people and interviewing people. Would you advise someone... What would your advice be? Never, ever show your emotions in the office.
My advice to people... in terms of an ongoing... behavior in the office, I would say even-keeled, measured, reserved, all very important traits to want to put across, because nobody likes spikes. Nobody likes spikes of irascibility and unpredictable behavior. That's the piece that I think is most alarming to colleagues, to subordinates, and indeed to senior management if they're observing your behavior. So likewise, when you're standing up making a speech, heartfelt, absolutely, from literally from the heart, absolutely, but not to the point where you become incoherent.
Isolde, are men and women hotwired very differently on this issue?
It starts from a very early age. That boys and girls are socialised very differently. Parents, when will respond to their children differently when they cry. If a boy is running around and he falls over and he doesn't cry, that's really reinforced. Oh, you're so brave. Oh, you're so great. And he's kind of told to stop crying if he is crying. Whereas girls, it's a different story. They're, plumose, they're cuddled, and they're allowed to cry. So from a very early age, they're treated differently. And for that reason, boys are much more likely to suppress tears.
And it's very likely that in a workplace environment, their boss, statistically speaking, their boss is more likely to be a man.
It is, yeah. And as I said, males are very uncomfortable when they're faced with women's tears, and probably even more
unless they're an overpaid football player.
Okay, well, I'm very sorry. I'm going to have to get emotional and say that we have run out of time.
No!
But thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Isolde Freeney and Rowan Manahan. Just before we go, we have time for one text from Joe in Killarney. He says, I've Garth Brooks cable coming into my house and I can never seem to get more than 3 gigs. Good man, Joe. That's all we have time for. You can listen back to the programme or download a podcast on our webpage, rte.ie/thebusiness, or you can go to the RTE radio player on rte.ie/radio. That's it from us. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Show some emotion. Put expression in your eyes. Light up. If you're feeling happy. But if it's bad, then let those tears roll down.
The Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
The Business, presented by Richard Curran, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.